Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States will contribute nearly $180 million in additional assistance for the humanitarian crisis facing Rohingya in and outside of Burma, as well as for Rohingya refugees and affected host communities in neighboring Bangladesh. In late September, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, made the announcement, which brings the total U.S. contribution to the Rohingya humanitarian crisis to more than $1.5 billion since August 2017, when more than 740,000 Rohingya were forced to seek safety in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, due to ethnic cleansing and other horrific atrocities and abuses in Burma's Rakhine State. "This assistance will save lives," said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. "It will provide protection, shelter, food, safe drinking water, health care, and psychosocial support. It will support disaster preparedness and COVID-19 relief for Rohingya. And it will bolster access to education and skills training for Rohingya in Bangladesh." Ambassador Thomas Greenfield praised the government of Bangladesh and its people, who have taken on an enormous responsibility in hosting refugees. U.S. humanitarian assistance also provides support to more than 472,000 affected members of the local host community in Bangladesh. In a press statement about the additional U.S. funding, State Department spokesperson Ned Price underscored the need for continuing commitment by the international community to addressing and resolving this crisis. He too praised the people and government of Bangladesh for the generous response to those who have sought refuge in their country. "However, more assistance is required," he said. "We urge other donors to come forward now with additional funds to sustain and increase support for the Rakhine State Rohingya refugee crisis." Spokesperson Price pointed out that many of those who led the military coup in Burma in February 2021 are the same individuals who are responsible for atrocities against Rohingya, as well as atrocities and other human rights abuses against members of other ethnic and religious minority groups. "The military junta must immediately stop the violence, release all those unjustly detained, restore Burma's path to democracy, and implement ASEAN's 5-point consensus," he declared. "We also call on the regime to allow immediate and unhindered humanitarian access to people in need, including for the delivery of critical COVID-19 assistance."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.